This is a DeveloperWorks podcast. I'm Scott Lanningham here with Nathan Harrington, IBM programmer and regular DeveloperWorks contributor. Nathan is the author of a DeveloperWorks highlighted article this week on reducing your PC's power consumption through smart activity monitors. Welcome back, Nathan.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Another innovative piece from you this week, and I assume you're talking again about the Linux-based system here, right?
That's right. This particular article focuses on monitoring your application usage to help reduce your power consumption further than existing methods.
Now, talk about how you lay the topic out here, if you would.
Well, existing power consumption reduction methods focus on setting your screensaver to idle quicker or spin down your hard disk when your system becomes inactive or even changing your processor speed to reduce the overall power consumption when you're on battery power.
Okay.
This particular article focuses on monitoring your application activity and the associated system resources that are consumed. So do you use a lot of disk activity when browsing Firefox? Does your CPU usage go way down when you're just reading man pages early in the morning? That sort of activity is monitored by this application. We develop a set of rules to identify those power reduction states and then another monitor to activate a lower power consumption state when the rules are met.
Very cool. Now, what makes me curious, what are your highest power usages times of day? Have you discovered that yet?
Well, there are certain characteristics that this particular article is designed to address. For example, if you're in your office environment and every day at 11:30 you fire up Firefox and look at a traffic website, your CPU and disk consumption rates are going to increase momentarily and then drop off dramatically as you go out to lunch. So this particular article focuses on detecting that sort of state and then immediately spinning down your hard disk, setting your CPU usage to the minimum setting, locking the screen right away to help reduce in terms of, you know, minuscule but substantial over a long period of time, your power consumption.
Now, will the reader have enough code to begin implementing this themselves in their own Linux environment after they read the article?
Yeah, they will. There's three different parts that were mentioned earlier that you'll have the full code to implement yourself, but the concepts described here could be used on basically any modern operating system that supports the power consumption standards like ACPI and other attributes of disk spinning down and CPU usage, that sort of thing.
Very good. Now, what made you come up with this idea? Are you particularly interested in the green IT area right now? Are you writing some other stuff about that?
Well, my recent exposure to some of the green team events here in Research Triangle Park at IBM's main site made me realize there isn't a lot out there that focuses on implementing power-saving changes in an IT context. There's a lot of waste, there's a lot of talk, but there isn't much action being done. So this article and a separate one published recently about shutting down idle computers on your network will be featured on the green IT space at DeveloperWorks. Hopefully we'll be able to provide some real value, some actual tools to help reduce your power consumption, as well as some ideas for discussion and some starting points for community involvement.
Fantastic. When you get some more stuff up there, let's have you back on to talk about it, if that's okay.
Okay, sounds great.
Nathan Harrington, IBM programmer and man of action, obviously, and author of this week's DeveloperWorks highlighted article on reducing your PC's power consumption through smart activity monitors. Thanks always, Nathan.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Find Nathan's article on IBM.com/DeveloperWorks. After this week, find it in the open source zone on DeveloperWorks, IBM's premier technical resource for software developers with tools, code, and education on IBM products and open standards technology. I'm Scott Lanningham. Talk to you next time.